know the Hubble telescope looks up the stars? They've got over 100 spy satellites looking down at us. It's classified. In the old days, we actually had to tap a wire in your phone line. Now a call's bouncing off satellites, they snatch them right out of the air. Fort Meade has 18 acres of mainframe computers underground. You're talking to your wife on the phone, you use the word bomb, president, Allah, any of 100 key words. Computer recognizes it, automatically records it, red flags it for analysis. That was 20 years ago.
There are strict limits to surveillance. There are limitations on every one of the technologies. There's also enormous limitations on data quality and on data capture, on the reliability of data capture, on the reliability of identities and even of identifiers, biometrics that are captured about people. Enormous difficulties in systems to actually make them work. And all of these technologies depend on very substantial infrastructures. There's a whole series of things to do with lots more towers, to do with lots more software in lots more devices, which are then interlinked across a national network. And anything that is complex suffers entropy. It runs down. It requires a great deal of care in order to make it work. With some of these, the amazing thing is that they can actually work outside the laboratory. So don't let's think for a moment that we are all totally doomed and that everybody knows everything about us. We've shown that we are in a particular location by using a card at an ATM or at an FPOS, which is a fixed point in space, which is known and mapped. Cellular phones, PDAs, personal digital assistants in your pocket, digital cameras indeed, satellite phones and the rest of it, declaring their location. They already do it, even when they're switched off, to the local base stations. The base stations are being multiplied in the near future so that resections can be done, so that there can be considerable confidence that that particular device is not merely in a cell. There's also ongoing dependence on loyal employees within the system of surveillance. And if you watch the way in which the FBI and the CIA started scratching and biting one another during the aftermath of September 11, they were busy blowing whistles on one another, and many of them were unhappy with the sub-professionalism of all the things that were going on around them. People within the system, moles if you like, are very much working against surveillance technologies. There are many strategies that we can adopt as individuals, as members of organisations, to do something about all of this. There's various technologies that we can get in behind and that we can apply. Anonymity technologies, pseudonymity technologies, cryptography to protect the data that we transmit. Making a habit of using multiple identities. Making sure that multiple identities remain mainstream and don't get marginalised to criminality. Making sure that when we store things, we get into the habit of storing them in a distributed fashion. Think P2P, think Napster, and why Napster went under, about the need to minimize the number of choke points there are in the system and the number of opportunities that control freaks have got to get it. There's actions that we can take, and there's changes in philosophy and sociology that we can enter into. We've got to prick technologists' bubbles all over the place. We've got to test out their technologies and show their weaknesses. We've got to think about what technologies would have actually done to prevent the September 11 attacks. And my very quick comment to you is that there is no technology this side the door to the cockpit that could have actually have prevented those actions succeeding. So don't let's swallow this nonsense about all this technology being pumped into airports actually making any difference to what actually happened. It's absolute rubbish.